Have you seen the old man in the closed down market, kicking up the paper with his worn-out shoes? In his eyes you see no pride, and held loosely at his side, yesterday's paper telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London, dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags? She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home in two carrier bags. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind. In the all-night cafe at 11:15, same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. Each tea lasts an hour and he wanders home alone. So how can you tell me that you're lonely, and say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. Have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission? Memory fading with metal ribbons that he wears, and in our winter city the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell you're lonely, and you say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind.
Were you ever tempted to call the streets of London the streets of Paris, Ralph?
Well, absolutely. It was going to be that. And I had it in my mind that that would have a lovely ring to it. And then I started thinking, somebody reminded me there was a song called The Poor People of Paris, or a tune called The Poor People of Paris. And I thought, well, if, you know, this situation is not just confined to this city, it's everywhere. And London, which I know even better, has, you know, just the same characters, different in a different circumstance, different location. So I just started reworking it. But I have, hand on heart, I don't think it would have been written had I not been here. And certainly the tune was here. I remember I mentioned earlier about, you know, all the musicians around. It was a guitar player that called Gary Peterson and said to me, "That's such a pretty tune, man. You should write some words to it, you know." And that's, so it started off about Paris and metamorphosed into London, you know.
When you wrote it, you were part of an alternative culture, but the song went on to achieve mass appeal. How does that make you feel?
A little bit weird, actually, yeah. I would have liked it to have been a bit more left field, you know, than that. But, you know, if it is viewed as a pop song, let's hope it's a pop song that makes people have a think. Because there's a wonderful world of music and words out there that aren't just, you know, what they sound like when you first hear them. They're worth looking at again.
Do you believe the song will outlive you?
I think it will, yeah. I do. I mean, I don't want it to sound vain, but I just, you know, people still covering it, you know, it's still picking up the odd cover version even now. And I also have the added little pleasure of knowing that the song is actually used as a teaching aid, not just in schools now, but for young guitar players. You'd be amazed how many rock and roll, hard-bitten rock and rollers come up and say, you never guess the first tune I ever learnt to play, and I think, oh, really? Oh, well, that's quite nice as well. So it seems it's one song seems to fit most purposes somehow, so I'm pretty pleased about that.
So how can you tell me that you're lonely, and you say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something, make you change your mind.